South Dakota outdoor lovers are challenged to find ways to connect with nature during this pandemic. What are we doing to keep people safe in outdoor facilities? South Dakota's Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks, Kelly Hepler, joins us with an update. Secretary Hepler, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Lori, and thanks to your listeners. And it's been a little while. I'm glad to be back on your program.
We're glad to have you here. Hope you're doing well. And one of the things I want to start with here, we've got some listener questions about what's allowed and what's not allowed. But you can just feel, you know, when people talk about what they have lost or what they are waiting to get back to when things return to normal or what they didn't realize that was the most important thing to them, boy, South Dakota's outdoor places is really, it's pretty high up in the list. Are you feeling that loss? Longing from people too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have one main statement we want to tell people: the outdoors remains open. We really need to get people outside and recreate. I can just tell you personally, from Carol and I, we're both, my wife and I are both in a state park here, local one, Farm Island yesterday, and the parking lot was full. But there was very few people we saw on the trails, and when we did, there were young families, and you know, I watched those kids were smiling, and the red-winged blackbirds were singing. It just kind of brings joy to your heart, and that's so important because right now there's so much anxiety, and almost like you feel like there's such a loss of control that you're alluding to. For mental health and just good of your family, we really do urge people to get outside and enjoy this great state we call South Dakota.
Right. Know what to do and what not to do. Know what's safe and know how to protect your family. Obey the CDC and the governor, and then put it all down and go take a step outside because it's spring out there today, at least. I hear it might snow on Friday, but we've got a pretty nice day here. All right. So, Secretary Hepler, what's open and what's closed?
Well, basically everything is open. I mean, all our state parks are open. You know, we don't have people manning the stations, so we're letting people go without a new park pass. We just ask, you know, once we are back up and running again, come back in and buy the park pass. And so this is a good grace period. We don't have our comfort stations open, but we do have like all our potties are all open for people to use. Certainly all the trails are open, like say around here in Pier, we have our shooting range and our archery range. That's true in a lot of the places around the state. We don't have, like, say, some really popular places like getting into our outdoor campuses. Those are closed just for the benefit of the public and our staff. But you can go on Facebook, and both of those locations, as well as many of our parks, has Facebook activities. So when you are stuck inside, like Friday when it's snowing outside, you can't get outside, go to Facebook and look at those things. Fishing, though, I mean, prime time for fishing right now. You know, we're watching people catching fish in front of our house this weekend out in Hawaii. The walleye are picking up and the pike are picking up, so we urge people to get outside and go fishing. And spring turkey season, one of my favorite things of all time. All my stuff stacked neatly in my garage or sorted neatly, waiting to go. But in every one of these things, this only works if people are smart. They think about it. They follow those CDC, you know, listings that you talked about. Social distancing is so, so important. And people just got to be smart about it. They can't congregate. And, you know, we have some graphics we put on our website, you know, with a fishing pole and something. They're meant to be fun, but they send a serious message. Pay attention, people. And we want you to be positive. We want you to get outside. But these opportunities last because you're being good about it. So hopefully that helps, Lori.
Give me an idea of, you know, because there isn't, you know, a sanitation in a, you know, on a picnic table, or there's not going to be sanitation in the bathrooms, or, you know, how is that working? Because by encouraging people to go outside, you know, at some point they're going to have to use some of those facilities, especially restroom facilities. We don't want them, you know, not using those facilities to meet their needs, for example. But how do you encourage people to stay safe while doing that?
Well, we'll obviously clean, you know, certainly those toilets, we'll clean those all the time. So they'll be maintained that way. But as always, you know, wash your hands, you know, 20 seconds. This is going to sound like a broken record. But, you know, if you can, hopefully you can find that hand sanitizer, clean your hands, make sure it's dry good. I do that all the time. And then take some wipes along. If you're concerned about a picnic table, just clean it off with some wipes ahead of time. And that goes a long way. But just washing those hands, staying 5 or 6 feet away from there, you know, closest person, unless it's obviously your family. Those precautions should take care of most people's concerns.
For people who are listening to the advice and the request for no unnecessary domestic travel, some of these people have planned trips and need to cancel them. Most of these places you have to get to somehow, and if you're not supposed to be traveling, unpack that for me a little bit because it feels like a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah, Laurie, I'm glad you did bring that up. In fact, we had that conversation just 2 hours ago with our executive team because we're going through this. You know, there's no real playbook you can go to figure out how to get through this. And so we're, you know, we're looking at it day by day and modifying where we think is important for public health and for our staff health. But this is those ones you balance that. You can stay holed up in your house, which I guess ideally they say is probably the best thing for the disease, but it certainly doesn't help your mental health. And just getting out and reducing that anxiety. So there's a balance, is that you still can get out, you can still recreate, but you just need to be smart about it. And so, like, say, for example, if you do have to go and use gas, those type of things, same type of thing, then just cleanse your hands and you get to using gas. And just, you know, I think it's a balance, and everybody's going to have to make that decision on their own. And it's one of those things, honestly, I wake up at 2 a.m. and I do think about, because the last thing that we want to do as GFNP is put some member of the public in a bad situation or our staff. But I think we found that balance, and I feel pretty comfortable where we're at right now, Laurie.
And we've said on the show since this whole thing started that all these decisions have expiration dates. So people who are listening right now, because Secretary Hepler said this today, that doesn't mean, a week from now that the situation hasn't changed, or 3 days from now. So always check before you go. But give us an idea, Secretary Hepler, about, public safety and, you know, we talk about fishing and GFNP officers. What sort of, they need to get a little closer than, maybe we need to get when we're out, taking a hike. We can keep a great distance. But if somebody needs help, or if somebody is violating the law there, then those officers come into play. How are we prepared to protect them from what we don't know? Because many people who have this virus can be completely asymptomatic and not really know that they even have it.
Outstanding question. And we have spent quite a bit of time on that. We certainly give a lot of credit to our officers and our rangers, and give them the discretion to make those kind of personal calls that they have to. We provided them with personal protection devices that they can use as far as a face shield, some of that they feel is necessary. But for the average, just to go check a license, we're saying you don't need to do that and you just observe. But if they actually have to go help somebody like with a boating accident, then, hopefully we have the stuff that they're prepared they can wear to reduce that. But there's always an element of risk, and I just want to, I want to thank our law enforcement. I want to thank all of our health providers. I mean, together they are really our front line, and God bless them all, because there's an element of risk. You just can't eliminate all of it. But they do that because they're dedicated and they think it's important. So I thank them.
All right. So the bottom line, things are still open. Please get your park pass later as a gesture of goodwill for the services that were provided, because those stations are not manned. Officers still on duty, but you really got to do those social distancing, those actions. It's just so important, Secretary Hepler. Just reiterate that for people before we let you go. If you're going to go out and do these things, you can't forget. Because here's one of the things that I find. I go home and I do the things I'm supposed to do. I've washed my hands. I've cleaned, the surfaces of my house. And I can turn off the news for a while and I can just unwind. And then I forget momentarily. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. Like, the world is not the same that it was yesterday. And then I have to switch back into that mode. When you're out there on a hike, you're going to get in that space, which we want you to be in mentally, but you also have to stay vigilant.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, there isn't a new normal for this situation. I know the governor asked us to unplug and think positive, and that's a mental health piece, but you need to be smart about it. So every, media event we have, or blast we send out, we talk about being smart about it. People can go on our website and we have kind of the Q's and A's of what to do and what not to do. But every one of them is just, be smart. We need to flatten this curve, and we will get through this. There's no question about that. We know that's going to happen. I can't emphasize that enough. Is, those outdoors right now, those fishing capabilities and those docks are in the water because we want people to get outside. But, please, please follow those CDC rules.
For people who, still have their income right now, who are lucky enough not to be employed and are grateful for that, some of them are supporting their local, hair salons or their local restaurants as much as they can. What can people do, to support their local game, fish, and parks? Can they buy those things online? If they want to continue to make a commitment financially to buy licenses, how does that sort of work?
Well, they can, but the best thing they do is just get outside. That's the first thing we want people to do. But after that, Laurie, thank you, is that, they can go out, you can buy a fishing license online. You can go out and get your hunting license online. And like you said, when we get the parks back open, you can come back and you can certainly buy those park entrance fees that way. You can also, you can make reservations right now. Those reservations line for camping still open on the park side. So there's a number of things they can do. You can also go on our site and, you know, you can donate money for Habitat. You know, there's a place there if you want to be able to do that. So all those things are great things to do. They support this outdoor legacy we call South Dakota. So anybody wants to do that, but the main thing is get outside, be safe.
Kelly Hepler, thank you so much for being here. Be well.
Laurie, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.